Hello, Wildcats. This is Weber Cooks. And today we're doing chili cheese nachos. We start with a can of chili, and then the cheese sauce, we just take off the lid. And we pop these both in the microwave, mix it up, and we'll have a dip for 3 to 6 people.
Did you like it?
Out of pop?
Yes.
Damn. I'm just to give everybody context, like I'll eat 5 and I'm like, I'm feeling this, and then I'm getting in bed pretty soon.
There has to be, and I hope one of our fans out there who knows more about marijuana or something can please message us or something. There has to be like a diminishing return on investments with edibles or something, because I like after a while, like 20 milligrams wouldn't do anything, then 50, then 100, then like I'm like, well, fuck, I'm going to have 200 milligram gummies. And then last night I'm just sitting there. An hour and a half later, nothing's kicking in. And I'm just like, is this just shitty weed? Like,
damn.
Bummer.
I believe that's called chasing the dragon.
I'm chasing the dragon.
Except that's insane because I had these edible gummies that I'll have now. And I have, I think each of them is 5, and I'll have half, and I'll be like, whoa,
2.5?
This is too much.
That's where I'm at too. I'm like, yeah woo!
Guys, yeah. Better quality stuff because I don't know what's going on with me. Maybe it's the unemployment mixed with doing it too much.
Can you draw, because you're a really good artist, I'd like to see a cartoon of you chasing the weed dragon, but the weed dragon like isn't like a badass dragon. It's like
goofy, right. Cross-eyed, like Peter the Dragon.
Yeah, it's like a fish fan or something.
I like that. That's fun.
I love that, and I would love to.
That'd be cool. We got to, you know, maybe during this time, like your doodles could become more prolific.
You know, they could.
They could.
Life on track. Not working.
If you put out a weekly or daily like doodle on your Instagram, I'd be pretty excited about it.
It's crazy, you guys. Like, I guess I'm just like a different kind of human. Like, when I get like depressed and stuff, it's hard to do anything.
Yeah, well.
But you know what? We're all trying. We're all living that life. We're all living that Corona life.
You kind of deserve like a little bit of a vacay, you know, for a week or so. Or
yeah, it's been like a couple weeks. I should probably like get my shit together.
Well, what is the? I mean, this is a good. This is a good question or point or however we want to articulate this. Because I think that, so this is Did You Reddit, weekly podcast about the internet by way of Reddit, the front page of the internet. We are currently not on Twitch. It's Saturday morning. And because our audio was so good jarbled last week, I'm going to spend a little bit of time to like refigure it out so that we don't like get on and do what we love doing and just disappoint. Which... We're good at. I mean,
to disappoint.
We are good at that, but so we're just doing an audio cast, and then actually this video will be on YouTube, where we've been putting things thus far on the Dominic Russo trademarked channel. But my name is It's Your Dad.
I'm Dog Boobs.
My Friday over here, third base.
If at some point I do discover why our Twitch system's not working, then we'll just go on Twitch. But and that's yeah. Anyway, so all right. So Dog, so I actually think this is really interesting. So today we're gonna talk about, we're gonna continue the theme of coronavirus, but not continue the apocalyptic theme, if you will.
Exactly.
We're gonna change it up slightly.
Changing it slightly.
And the way we're gonna do that is we're gonna talk about Corona meals. Is that the one?
I think so. I'm like scrolling back up through our text messages to make sure that's the right title. But yes, it's like basically how people have been eating while in quarantine.
Love it. Well, eating. Is it eating well or is it just like
not eating well?
Okay. cool. Yeah. Okay. Because I that was kind of my impression, is it was like eating well, right?
Yes.
I think a lot of people are like joking around about how unhealthy they're being. I'm seeing a lot of memes about that. Like me when I come out of the coronavirus, and it's like, you know, a cow badger.
100 pounds.
But I've kind of seen, you know, the cow badger. I've seen sort of the opposite. Like, I think we're probably eating way less. I mean, you are eating out less. And I think every time you eat out, it's like, it's hypothetically not great for you. So you're cooking at home, which is probably healthier. I'm eating just like a shitload of egg meals. I'm like, oh, I'll just have two eggs. Yeah, I eat a lot of eggs.
Totally.
And
I think I've mentioned this to you. I've actually lost weight since we've been in quarantine.
I think a lot of people
losing weight like crazy.
That's what I'm getting at. I think it's probably a little bit healthier. Even if you're drinking every day, like a lot of people are drinking like a bottle of wine at 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
I am drinking a kind of disproportionate amount of alcohol right now, but.
But you're eating all those eggs. So like.
Yeah, man. Eat well. I mean, I wouldn't say I've necessarily been eating well, but I have been eating. I've been like eating sparse, a little bit more sparsely and a little bit more out of like, usually when I'm not in quarantine and we're not in this kind of weird virus. And I don't really know what this thing is. I think it's probably the fact that like I'm at my desk at work and I'm like, I'm hungry. What am I going to get today? Should probably get an Italian hoagie because there is an Italian hoagie not far from here. And I do love Italian hoagies, right? So I end up just getting in these habits of recycling kind of typical food tropes, you know?
Yeah.
That work truck, dude.
And I think now where I'm not spending as much money, it's a little bit more of like, what do I have in the house? Oh, I have toast and some jam. I guess it'll work.
Yeah.
And then, you know what I mean? Like, that's kind of like the habit that has been created, which is kind of nice. I actually really like it.
Yeah. It's cool because on the subreddit, it's like some of them are like struggle meals kind of. Like, I think last night what I ate was, I think literally just half a piece of toast with an egg on top, which was
that's the way.
Classic.
Good for
But a lot of them are also from people you may have seen on your Instagram or Facebook pages who are learning how to cook because there's nothing else to do.
Right.
You know, and
which,
like,
you know, I like
good at it.
Exactly. And and I appreciate that. I appreciate that people are doing it that way. I mean, I think it feels like that's actually something I've also done, incidentally enough, is like I have been making interesting food that I think otherwise I would not have been making. That's the other interesting byproduct is I've been like,
we're gonna have to get into it.
Before we get into that, let's talk a little bit about the front page. Also, it's Saturday morning. I think I might have already mentioned that when I was talking about the stream, but Saturday morning. So different kind of energy entirely today.
Yeah.
And again, just to reiterate, like we have been twitching. We are going to continue twitching, but right now, for whatever fucking reason, our audio is not working. Last week, our audio was all mangled and we had some people being like, fuck you, you guys suck. And we're like, we know. That's not the point. Yeah. We are aware, but just to like not to spare everybody that annoyance, we're gonna just like post this one on YouTube and then get back to twitching next week. So anyway, all right, so front page this past week. So here's something interesting that I have noticed from this past week. So well, it's not something interesting as much as in the world of coronavirus and kind of the way that the president's been talking about it, et cetera. We're now seeing that there are protests, right? This is like the latest, newest thing is people are protesting mostly Democratic governors who have shut their state down to do what every medical professional is essentially saying, which is flatten the curve, make this thing work, right? So Michigan is kind of the one who jump-started this, right? They were like the ones who, I think, what did they call it? There was a funny name for it. It's like the freedom protest run. I don't know. Whatever. But
it always sounds like really nice. You're
Michigan
always like,
Freedom Fund?
The freedom restart America.
Yeah. Get everyone working again and freedom.
Yeah.
Freedom's good.
But, you know, so they had a protest and everybody's like, these fucking idiots. So they basically like went to the state house, had Confederate flags and Trump flags and Carhartt jackets and just protested not working, right?
And swastikas. Yeah. I mean, there was like some swastikas floating around too.
Yeah, there's some like actual like legitimate shit. And then
people in the news get so pumped. They love it when dude brings swastika. Like when swastika guy shows up with his van, they're like, hey,
he's here.
We got that picture. And then they
It's a reason why.
But it's an exciting like moment for the news. Like
it's also like nice because the swastika guy represents like the worst.
Swastika guy.
You know? Dumb swastika guy represents the worst. So I'm trying to find an actual post about it. Right now it's like it's something that I've been seeing on the front page a lot, and I think probably the last yesterday in particular I've been seeing a lot about it.
Yeah.
But anyway, so swastika guy shows up and then the news.
Share my screen real quick.
Share the screen. Go for it.
This is literally terrifying. People. This is literally what we're, these are the people
that's beautiful.
We are in the middle of a pandemic of one of the most highly contagious viruses ever.
Right. And are they protesting? Is that at the government building? And they're saying like, open it up.
Let us back in.
Yeah. I don't really know what they're going for here. I don't really know what the goal is.
I think they want it all. That actually is just Black Friday at a Walmart, I think.
Yeah.
Like, we want our Depends back.
Like, wow. These people are actually brainwashed.
Yeah, it's pretty wacky, man. And did you see this on Reddit? Is this where this is coming from, or did you just find it on
saw it on Reddit for the first time, and then I've seen it a lot because it's like a fucking zombie picture.
Yeah. And so the addendum to that, and what I find interesting is Trump is now posting and retweeting the like protesters kind of mantras and shit, where he's just, it's all about like reopen the government, you like Democratic shill governor. So our president is now suggesting militant overthrow of the government.
What a fucking ridiculous.
You know what's
insane. Yeah.
I just want to talk about like a point. Like if you're, everything's gotten so polarized. Like if you have any question about the time in which the government should open, like you get put in like the Nazi Republican camp. And then if you're just like, nope, government needs to like follow the rules, do what the scientists say, you get put in the Democratic camp. And I think with everything, there's like some nuance. Like New York seems to be way worse.
Yeah.
And Los Angeles.
And
there's probably a lot of Midwestern cities that are like not that bad. And they're probably going like, what's the deal? It feels like there's some space to question some things, but like,
I think
you're almost not allowed to, because then you get put in this camp or that.
I saw it.
It's just, it's weird. And I feel like we should be able to like talk about the numbers.
Totally.
I saw on Twitter that it was confused. Like the spread. Someone said the spread of coronavirus is dependent on two things: the density of the population and the density of the population.
That's
really it, because like some places in like North Dakota and Montana are like very largely unaffected by coronavirus because there aren't many people who live there, and you might
they're socially distant.
You might go like a couple weeks with just your family and not really seeing many other people. But like New York is so highly, you know, it's like stuffed to the gills with people. So it's going to spread faster. But what sucks about like these red states and some of these cities where they're starting to like riot to go back to work is like, on the one hand, I want to just be like, okay, you fucking idiots, go back to work. Like, I don't give a shit. Kill yourselves. But like, if they start to overwhelm the hospitals, then
I love job quarantine dog boobs. I love it.
Don't care. Like watching them all scream and beg to go back to work so that they can get infected and die is hilarious to me. But the fact is, they're going to overwhelm all of the hospitals. They're going to put doctors in danger. They're going to put like other people who get coronavirus by accident in danger. So it's just a bad situation all around.
Yeah, I mean, and this is like the, you know, this is one of the issues that I think I personally relate to closely because of where I'm from.
Yeah.
Where I have people posting all the time on Facebook, et cetera. Every once in a while, I'll like, I don't know, I think it's like a bad old behavior where I've essentially don't look at Facebook anymore. I'll look at it on accident sometimes. And then like on a habit, like I'll just like type it in and be like bleep, blop, bloop. Right.
Yeah.
And then I go to it and I'm just like, oh God, what a disaster. Right.
Last year, never regretted it.
Wow. Cool.
Right.
Yeah. It's a shit show over there. Nobody's using Facebook. And when all these sites are trying to go like, you want to sign in with your Facebook account? I'm like, I don't even know what my Facebook account password is anymore, bro.
You want to
hear? No, I do not.
Real cool? No, I don't.
I don't know.
What that is.
So I wonder then, I'm curious if we're going to be dealing with things like, you know, I've heard some interesting propositions about kind of secessionary talk, you know?
Yeah.
But not, I don't know if it's in a sincere way, but I think we're at this. Your frame is insane, by the way, Tuffoos. Doing a keg stand in the background on The Sims.
This is my world.
So the last couple episodes, by the way, I've pretty like deliberately edited out some mentions of us doing visual things. I'm just like, audio people, they don't need it. They don't need to know. But I'm going to keep it in just to A, encourage people to see what I'm seeing. And B, just because I think it's a fun exercise, and not being good again is just not just talking about things that people can't see.
It's our brand.
It's our brand. Exactly. But, what was I saying? What was I talking about? We were saying something.
We were.
You had some interesting propositions for secession.
Oh, secession. Yes. Yeah. I don't know if we're actually seeing secessionary issues necessarily as much as we are seeing. So many things have happened during this quarantine and during this like pandemic that we never would have thought. Right. And now that we are kind of, you know, it's hard to be like, that would never happen. It's impossible when we've seen so much of this shit up till now.
Yeah.
And so now as we're getting into this situation where there are factions developing right now, like the Northeastern states are having conversations within themselves with the governors about how to reopen things. We know we've heard the same thing with California, Oregon, and Washington. There's like a faction, right? Where they're just like, the West Coast has to work together to understand this so that we can reopen when it's appropriate. And obviously the reason they're doing that is because, you know, if Oregon chooses to reopen too soon, and then people are just going out like, I'm going to go to San Fran for a trip to visit the fucking Golden Gate Bridge. And then they bring the coronavirus with it, and then it creates a fucking thing, right? So these states are kind of unionizing in a way. And then within that conversation too, if we have this Midwestern coalition or a Southern coalition or whatever, they're just like, open it up again. We don't care. Give us our jobs. And then they end up, you know, we know that this thing can be asymptomatic. So they end up spreading because they're like, we're going to go to New York City. There's a possibility that like Cuomo goes, no, you have to have a New York driver's license or a proof that you live in New York to come to New York. Otherwise you are getting screened. And then all of a sudden we're now becoming this like, you know, like our president is saying federal government, not our problem. It's all states. So the states are going to end up starting to be like, oh, this is only a state thing. Okay. Well, this is only a state thing.
Yeah.
Like abortion. I mean, I guess abortion already is, gay marriage already is, but like once you start getting into things like taxes, right? Like California, like lest we forget, California has the fifth biggest economy in the world, right?
Yeah.
Like if California was just like, no, we're not doing any of your shit anymore. You're a piece of shit.
Yeah.
For president. Oregon, Arizona, you know, Washington and fucking the Dakotas or Idaho or whatever, we're starting our own thing. And they're all like, cool with us. Like we could probably use that. You know, it is no longer beyond the realm of possibility that this thing truly creates a actual secessionary conversation.
Yeah. And how quickly that would turn into like police state because of how easy it is to cross state borders in this country.
Well, but it would, that's part of what would end up happening, right? But so that's an interesting thing that's happening, kind of the most pertinent like news that's also happening on the front page. Getting more into like Reddit-y stuff, what do we have? So this has been making its rounds. I've seen this, So one thing that, to no one's surprise, that is happening, of course, in like kind of, you know, in Reddit or in the internet right now, is like, this is certainly like the high time of memes.
Uh-huh.
Like everybody, I feel like memes are kind of at they're like, memes are in like gaming right now, right? Where like, it was popular before, but like now it's just through the roof, you know?
Yes.
This is one that I've been seeing quite a bit. I've seen it past a couple of different places, which I think is just like funny. It's just like a gaffe, you know? Due to the less air population, we now can actually see the Universal logo in the sky.
I love this.
You guys can see my screen, right?
Yeah.
I know. I did see this one. Oh, yeah.
This has become a popular one, which I think is just like 143,000 upvotes for a reason.
So absurd.
There's been some good stuff in the sky memes in general. I mean,
right. Yeah.
Quality is.
Is it a new meme? A meme? New meme for me?
Well, not that picture exactly, but you're seeing because the air quality is good, we can. Now, so like there's one of like there's some alien ones that are going around. And there's that
right. One. I mean, there were, if you're listening to Last Pod, I mean, there have been a lot of alien sightings. I know we broke that story, but
we did. I had a knock on my door the other day from a couple guys in black suits. They were like, hey, tone it down. Tone down the alien talk. There is like a really interesting debate to be made where like humans have been ravaging the planet.
Yeah.
Right.
And this is some way to slow them down. Like,
yeah.
It just like, that is like, makes so much sense to me.
Yeah. No, I like your eco-terrorist stance for sure. I think that's like, it's a pretty good idea.
What if it is from eco-terrorists? My roommate and I were talking the other night, like last year we were like nothing, but like, I can't even imagine something dramatic enough that could stop humans in their tracks and like help heal their, and then like this happens.
Yeah, of course.
Right.
Weird. Is,
give dog one fucking, give her one rip and suddenly she goes, what if it is the eco-terrorist, dude?
Have you guys been watching the rat videos? So in all the cities, because the restaurants are closed, there's less garbage that's being thrown out for the rats to eat. So the rats are starving. And so the rats are now just like walking through the streets. You can YouTube.
Really?
The rats are just out in the streets because there's no people. Like in New Orleans, they're everywhere, New York. And so the rats are fighting over what food they can find. And so there's this like new rat takeover going on. Like the rats are fighting amongst themselves.
Oh my God.
It's this new thing, which is, I don't know. I'm excited about it. I'm a fan of rats. I think rats are cool. Right.
So let's open up the floor here. I think this is a good opportunity to have a conversation. Is this now an opportunity? And I say this actually half seriously because I've seen videos of rats being controlled. Is this now an opportunity to become the rat king?
Oh, to bargain with the rats.
Yes, to go out. They right now have no master. They don't have a system. All of their, like, this is kind of the same thing that's happening with us, right? Where it's like, we need a leader who can lead us. Everything is chaos. Like, order has been taken from us.
We need a rat.
If you go out in the streets of New York, you go into the subway, you start giving them little bits of bread, right? And then
You build an alliance.
You build an alliance. And then suddenly, now at this point, when you're walking around New York, you can like kind of do little things with your fingers, and rats will suddenly look at you as their god.
Do you guys know what a rat king really is? We might have to call it a rat emperor.
The rat king is a Ninja Turtle.
Is a rat king like a racist term?
No, Rat King is like a bizarre
sex move or something
situation. Like
it's a Ninja Turtles cartoon character. That's, I mean, but I hope it's like a cool new sex move or something. What is this?
It's when a group of rats gets stuck together by their tails.
Whoa.
Wow.
That is a real thing.
Yes.
And then they just die? Like
their tails get intertwined together. Like if they're, cause it happens cause they're all in like sewers and tight pipes and stuff. And if they're all like scrambling around on each other, they'll get tied together. And then sometimes people will find a fucking rat king where they're just in a huge clump together. And they kind of,
I love this
one thing.
You know what? This is my family crest. I don't know if you guys know that.
This is maybe the most exciting thing I've seen in months.
I agree.
Can you go to the what creates a rat king, dog?
Causes a rat king. Let me just, I've got a lot of, okay. So the rat, while a rat king phenomenon is likely apocryphal, I don't know what that means. The idea that the tales of a group of rats could become conjoined is not. As rats, like humans, produce sebum or oil to protect and hydrate the surface of their skin, the oily tails of a dozen or so rats could form a sticky substance that binds them together.
Whoa. So also note, we're entering a conspiracy that maybe we are not equipped to enter. I'm seeing on my screen, check this out. I'm going to share this with you guys. This is gonna blow your damn mind. Ready for this?
Yes.
Looks like there's some human.
Rat Kings is banned.
What?
Oh my God.
The community for Rat Kings is banned. So,
is that from people trying to build Rat Kings? Because then they could be banned.
I think this episode has been hijacked, and it's now all about Rat Kings.
I think you might be right.
Unmoderated?
Doesn't it feel? Oh, is that why?
Dude,
oh well,
unmoderated.
We got to restart this, dude.
I mean, well, I don't want to. Well, see, I mean, Watch Babies is like 2 minutes away from being banned for being unmoderated.
Well, why aren't you moderating it? You have all of the skills. You now have all of the time.
You're right. I don't have any excuse.
No. I mean, I don't know. Man. I feel like I was actually thinking about this yesterday or a couple days ago. Do people put like moderating or creating subreddits on resumes?
You know what? It's 2020. I bet they'll start doing shit like that.
If I applied to work at your house of creativity, and I rolled in with that on my resume, you would get it. And so I think it's like a case by case where you'd be like,
wait. What's happening in Adult Babies right now, dog? Right. Dog boobs. This subreddit has 674 people in it?
Yes, 674 adult babies.
Dude, you are the queen. You are the rat king of adult babies right now.
I'm like the grandma.
And why are you neglecting these wonderful men?
I don't know. And I feel horrible.
They're so earnest about this.
This is a post I saw. I don't know if one of you texted this one or if I just came across it, but it's the picture of like a kind of normal looking guy sitting on the floor.
I would say hot guy. This guy's got great calves. Really
great calves. He does look like behind all of this baby stuff. He might just be a normal looking guy.
He's a successful
homes. His home seems pretty nice. Like, that's a pretty nice fan.
Yeah, it looks like a Spanish style, maybe.
Listen to the context clues from his title. Stuck at home while girlfriend is out with a real man. He has a girlfriend.
It's so weird knowing. So let's see these comments, because I had no idea that Adult Babies had blossomed into a.
And you know what's nice? Whenever I randomly have checked in, they're all very supportive to each other. No bullies I've seen.
Well, they're all babies simultaneously sharing a crib that is your creation. Yeah.
And I'm like a really, really risky like foster mom who like fosters a bunch of babies and leaves them unattended, but then checks in every now and then. And I'm like, oh, good. Like, no one's come to take any of them. No one's, like, out of control. So far, so good.
So does this make you a babysitter, or does it make you a mom?
Maybe the worst babysitter. I'm, like,
well,
the
worst.
Well,
I don't know. Good babysitters were the ones the least interested. That was always my experience.
You know what it is? I built a place, and all these babies started coming to it. So what is that?
You're kind of like Wendy from Peter Pan, and they're your orphans. Like, they're almost your lost boys, in a way.
Lost babies.
Lost babies.
Are there any girl... Is this only a guy thing?
I actually should do some digging. I don't think I've ever seen a woman on this.
Can I ask another gross question? Do guys... Is part of this, like, laziness? Do guys just, like, crapping in a diaper?
I don't know.
I feel
like when I was looking into this at first, that... Like, some of them are very obviously it's like a sexual fetish, but then there's a lot of them that it's like not necessarily sexual Or that, like, they don't necessarily get, like, a sexual release from it, but it's, like, more tied in to their, like, it's just, like, deeper than that. Like, they find deep comfort in it.
Hmm. Okay.
But let's see. So his name is Evening Garden. If you are listening to this, guys, we are not, and I'm not joking, we're not telling people to go pick on anybody or anything.
Yeah, I know it sounds like we are lambasting adult babies. I'm just impressed that it exists.
Yeah.
This is like a non-discriminatory thing.
Yeah.
Well, it's like you're friends with dog boobs for 2 years and then she shows up in a Ferrari. You're like, yeah. What? When did, you've been driving this the whole time?
Exactly. Right. And if you're like a scientist or you're observing something out of interest or like, you know, you're just like, wow, you don't interact. You don't like, you know,
right.
National Geographic photographers don't run in there and start fucking around with stuff. So.
And change the diapers of the white leopards they're taking photos of.
Like, we're not trying to go in and talk to people. Like, just be cool. If you're listening to this, don't fuck with these people. They've got the things they're into and they're safely engaging in it. So we're just like peeking in to be like, what is this?
Well, I also feel like this is kind of the shades of like Gone Wild and type stuff like that, where it's like nobody, hopefully, you know, when you're posting stuff on Gone Wild, it's like you kind of like go, I don't care. This is not my real name. And this is like, whatever. So hopefully like that's kind of their vibe.
Totally.
All right, so it's so weird knowing that your girlfriend is going for walks with a man while you sit at home in wet diaper masturbating. How pathetic I have become.
You'll have a mommy and daddy then.
I think the guy she's with is her father, I'm going to say.
No.
That's my... I think she's taking her dad for a walk.
With a man.
I don't... Walk
with a man. I mean, that's an interesting take because she... When I read it again, she... This guy has not specified that it's a romantic interest.
What an interesting thing that I just don't,
It's with a man.
Quite get. Well, dog, you have a thriving community. That's all we can say. What else? What other things are on this sub that we can
that guy.
Oh, nice.
Oh, a guy just pee-peed himself.
He thought he was big enough to move from diapers to...
was that the idea? Is that what he's saying?
Yes, I think so. Let's see what this person just says. Obviously not. God. When you're a complete sissy, you wear diapers. Sometimes your diapers don't hold everything. No comments. Jesus.
should be marked as not safe for work.
I'm not showing it again, but I am going to...
Hi. Oh my God! Hello. This is.
I love you're running. This brings you're running a fetish sub, basically. Yeah. And you're not really in the fetish. Just an
immense amount of joy. I don't know what to say other than this is extremely joyful.
I know. You know what I like? There is something very wholesome to me about people enjoying their fetish in a
totally
environment. With 100%. Other people that also like it, like that, I don't think there's anything better in life.
But this is the question about this, though, and I don't know. And I guess at some point, I mean, it's so funny that you're the mod of this because at some point,
these pictures,
this is so laugh. Funny. Like I just wanna understand.
Girl. Oh, there's a girl.
Is that a girl?
Yep.
Oh. Nice. Oh, nice. Cool. I love this sub. I'm now into it.
See, my little baby girl would look so sweet holding her teddy, drinking a bottle while daddy holds her in her arms.
Huh.
They're called med lines. It's what I can afford right now. Or that's maybe that's the diaper brand.
Amazing.
Sorry.
Fetishes are funny because I think that they're designed like in this is a Reddit thing that I love, of course, but like it's when you create a supportive community, it makes the fetish less shameful and nobody should feel like shame, right? Like it's kind of a big thing with our societies. You don't
find your people, you know,
find your people. That's the case. That is the truth. So what else from the front page? I know we kind of wandered off.
Yes.
Was there a reason we were talking about rats? I started the rat king conversation.
You know, part of coronavirus fallout is rats have taken back to the streets and you are taking up the position of becoming a rat king by feeding them, forming alliances, and then controlling the government via your rat army is kind of where
you're
going.
Yes, I want to become a proverbial rat king versus becoming a hive of nested rats all moving as a single organism.
Now, the next manifestation
which is literal definition of a rat king. Yeah.
The next manifestation of this is a human king, which there's something called the squirrel king, which is a bunch of squirrels tied up by their tails. So a human king.
Is that true?
Yeah. I just sent you guys a link. So, so hypothetically, if you get into a large, maybe I'll just say an orgy with a bunch of your best dude friends, call them the 69 boys.
Yeah.
You guys you always get your noodles tied up. There's like a 69 boy human king.
Good God. Right.
I'm just saying we could all be victim to this. So just heads up.
It would be so like a bunch of balloon animals tied together.
Exactly.
Is this how human centipede happened?
I think so. I think the guy stumbled
centipede is very linear, whereas human king would be very like a knot.
Right. Yeah, I guess.
The guy was at his office and he was stacking together his Expo dry erase pens. And he was like, wait a minute. I think I have an idea for my next movie.
I think I have one.
And he quit his job at H&R Block.
So this is interesting when we're talking about, I know that this is, at some point we're going to talk about Corona meals, but just bear with us because we need to get to the bottom of this like king, animal king scenario. So I think the tone in which people are discussing rat kings versus squirrel kings, I think is very interesting, right?
Yeah.
Because
squirrels are vicious, man.
It's interesting that they can live for a while like this.
Well, eventually they're going to start having to eat each other until one man wins, right? One
squirrel. And they carry the tails and carcasses of their fallen brothers behind.
Like, but listen to like this. I mean, listen to this tone. This is such a different thing. Like six baby squirrels with tails hopelessly tangled together, rescued in Nebraska. Like, I don't think anybody's going to read like six baby rats with tails. Like, people are going to be like six gross New York City rats. Like, you know, it's like a shame. Rats are pretty fucking
tails
tight.
Wrapped in knots.
Right. So people say that rat kings are an urban legend, but I think it seems like we feel otherwise, right?
Yes,
it's happened for sure. So
poor things.
I heard a screech, and it was a noise I had never heard before. Discovered a tangled mess. It was clear that they were in a lot of stress. A sextuplet on a tall, sap-covered pine tree in his neighbor's yard said he had never seen such a thing. An eight-week-old. Oh, wow, that's sad. Eight-week-old baby squirrels had somehow mangled to get their, or managed to get their tails knotted together, and they were in big trouble.
Oh, jeez, look at that.
I guess you don't really think that, huh? You don't really think about tails getting tangled, but I guess that's...
design flaw.
It's very much design flaw. I'm gonna look at the Wikipedia for rat kings. Is there anything else on the front page you want to talk about before we get into Corona meals or just continue researching rat king facts?
Nah, I think we really did get a nice, smattering.
Cool. All right, let's get into dog. This was your suggestion, so why don't you lead the conversation to get Corona meals? Is that what it's called?
It's called COVID cookery.
COVID cookery. All right, so let's lead in COVID cookery while I try to find a Limp Bizkit video to put on the background of my Zoom.
Perfect. All right, so this is the subreddit this week. It's called COVID cookery. It's like a month old. If you have Instagram or I don't know about Facebook, but Instagram especially, I feel like everyone I know has been making those fucking sourdough starter loaves.
Yeah, why? What is the deal with sourdough right now, by the way? I fucking love sourdough. Well, let's get to that. Continue this and then we'll talk sourdough because I have thoughts.
But what's the deal with sourdough?
They're stuck inside like a lot and a lot of people are taking up cooking and baking. And so this subreddit is all about people sharing the things that they've cooked or baked whilst in quarantine. So while some of them are kind of reminiscent of like shitty food porn or like struggle meal style stuff, the majority of them are actually pretty impressive. And it's like people who say things like, well, that looks kind of gross only because I don't like pineapple upside down cake.
Oh, I'm a freak. Pineapple upside down cake.
You are a weirdo, dude.
This kid made pineapple.
Dude, it's so that looks like Jello. Actually, I think that he's confusing the term.
Oh no, sorry.
This kid looks like he's about to make love to that pit.
Like
pie.
This.
That looks smashing. Dude.
What we're looking at is a fried chicken and waffle dish for all you listeners out there.
Don't tell the listeners what we're watching. Go look at the video. Go to YouTube. Look at our video. We're not going to tell you what we're seeing on screen.
Like that's
that's rude of me. I'm sorry. Yeah, that's very nice. So I mean, this is I like this. So this is nice because also note, I just want to recognize really fast for all of our visual learners who are looking at our screen. So we are sharing our screen now. We're doing this because we are doing this over Zoom. Dog has not turned off her ads, right, on Reddit.
She's
getting fed up ads. And the current ad, which we know is all based on either previous searches or your personality, is a face mask that makes it look like a skull.
I'm getting those same basically, ads.
It's basically for people who, like, go paintballing every weekend. That's like the vibe I'm getting here.
These are called neck gaiters, G-A-I-T-E-R. And I've been looking at them online because you need these masks now.
Right.
And I think this is a convenient thing you could just wear around the house and then flip it up, right? Now, which version of neck gaiter you buy says a lot about your personality and your hobbies. This one is a skull mask, which means you're a Nazi.
Shit.
Now, there's some like
the smiling skull.
That means you're just a friendly Nazi.
That means you liked the movie Birds of Prey, is what that means.
Oh, but I think Birds of Prey is supposed to be fun.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's the mask for you.
Now, there's some really nice ones out there that are a little more tie-dye, a little more friendly, a little more approachable.
Yeah.
Which I think I'm going to get. And
explain to them. What?
Neck gaiters.
Neck gaiters on rosesunny.com, our sponsor for today.
They were sponsored by the neck gator.
So if you get the unisex fashion flag washable baseball cap and put DYR in at checkout, you get a free Birds of Prey gator.
Oh my god!
So no. This guy across the street from me, who's like my neighbor's like gopher worker guy, just was like milling around in front of the house with a full on. A head mask, like the one that just shows his eyes, like his hair is covered. It looks like he's about to rob a bank or like infiltrate the CIA or something. But you're just seeing more and more masked people, and I'm curious. Like, it feels like an opportunity to rob banks, to rip people off, to like do some petty crime. What say you? That's a nice one. That beautiful sunset.
All right. Anyway, so back to the food. So. Sorry, I did not mean to distract. I'm finding much joy in the nuances of the Saturday morning experience right now. So anyway, continue. So let's talk about food. So let's talk about let's go through some of these things that people are making. I think, like you said, Dog, there are two camps here. There's the like, holy shit, I can't believe you made that. And then there's like, hey man, you could probably do better. But then also I think there is the like, we are inventing new things because we're trying to learn stuff. I kind of fall in that last camp where I've not been much of a cook, but there are certain things that I've been doing to make things. Like, that's a really good one. So go up there. Made a bunny pancake for my 1-year-old son this morning. So we all have a little bit more time. I imagine that this person probably does not do this often. They probably don't make bunny fucking pancakes for their kid, but now obviously
they're not rushing off to work.
Yeah. So, Anyway, so that's I think very interesting, and then I think that we probably all have our own little versions of this as well that we can talk about. A microwave burrito.
Perfect too.
Perfect. This is
very much like how like I would take it on, but I'm really lucky because my roommate has been really into cooking during quarantine.
That's nice.
My girlfriend and I have been making some stuff, but it's kind of been through that other camp, right? Where we went grocery shopping. Usually our habits, like we work a lot, we're very busy. So more often than not, we won't be cooking much. We'll like get the basics, you know, sometimes we'll get like Blue Apron and fucking bullshit like that. This obviously with the quarantine, we've bought tons of groceries and we've been kind of going through the list, trying to like use our stuff. So there are things that I've been doing. So the other day we had some tilapia in the freezer. So I was like, all right. So we had a bunch of stale bread, right? Because that is usually something that happens where you get it the last couple pieces, like maybe they're the ends, will get stale and you're just like, all right, fuck, like we gotta throw the shit out. It's over. This bread cooked, right? But because of the quarantine and because I have time, I was just like, all right, what can I do with stale bread actually? Oh, I can make some breadcrumbs. All right. So I made some breadcrumbs, put them in a blender. And it was like, one was like store-bought generic Kroger brand sourdough. Mm-hmm. And the other one was sourdough from this place up the street from us called Highly Likely, which we used to go to all the time. And now obviously like anywhere, it's like all fucked up for the Corona. So they're doing like a grocery thing, right? They're like, you know, you can go there and buy groceries. So we had bought some bread. It was the last bit. So I made breadcrumbs, which is actually kind of, it wasn't hard, but it was like, it was hard to make the crumbs themselves. My fucking food processor basically almost overheated and it was a whole goddamn disaster. But
you got the magic bullet there or something?
I got a magic bullet, but I made breadcrumbs and then made kind of a hodgepodge of spices and shit and then breaded this tilapia and had no idea what I was doing. I was just like, you know, this is the other thing about where we are right now. And we talk about industries that are failing and industries that are succeeding. Ironically, like a lot of restaurants are obviously falling apart. Unfortunately, it sucks, but yeah. I guarantee if you are searching food stuff, like, so if you're like at Eater or, you know, if you just like search like how to make breaded tilapia, like there are tons of sites that come up and I'm sure their traffic is through the fucking roof right now. Right.
True.
Because everybody's trying to do that. So anyway, so I made some like homemade breaded tilapia with homemade breadcrumbs, which I have never fucking done. And so it was really nice. It was really cool. And I've been making tuna sandwiches a lot too. I've just been like eating, not really eating much red meat anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to come by unless you hunt it yourself, which.
Oh yeah. I just like fish. I like the way eating fish makes me feel. And you know,
what's fun about eating a healthy fish is adding a layer of carbs bacon to the exterior.
Oh yeah.
By breading it.
Yeah. Oh,
I agree with that.
Tilapia. That's like the chicken of the sea in a way. It's kind of like a nice average fish.
Yeah, exactly. So
it's fun to say.
So that's been one of my things. I mean, what else? What else have I? I have a banging. Like we can go through some recipes if we want to make some recipes because I think that this
can
is actually probably.
Can I bring up? Going. Yeah, I. You know, there's a couple people on here that have made donuts, and I'm really craving a donut. Have you guys ever made donuts? It doesn't seem like it would be that hard, but the rewards seem fantastic.
I haven't. That's one of those things that I think is probably a really good idea.
It feels like a good challenge. Like you're like, I can figure this out. Like,
well, also there's like the alchemy of the kitchen that I think is, that's kind of the main thing about the COVID cookery concept.
Yeah.
Is like creating things based on ingredients that you may have that maybe they don't go bad, but you haven't been using like certain spices in your spice rack where you're just like, oh shit. Like I was cleaning out my spice rack cause I needed to, and I have all this cardamom. Like what am I going to do with cardamom? You know?
It's like, why are we finding cardamom in so many recipes right now?
You know? And also just like, you know, knowing that you don't have, you know, we have a lot more time. Some of these things where it's like, what am I going to do on a Saturday morning? Maybe I'm going to like clean my house. Well, I did that last week. Maybe I'm going to make something good to eat and put on an audiobook. Right.
Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, I think it's just like the idle time lends itself to these moments, I guess, a little bit more.
You know what made a few times?
Let's hear it.
Like fucking unreal. A few times, like 5 or 6 times.
Oh shit.
This is how lucky I was. Salted butter and chocolate chunk shortbread cookies.
Oh my God. That looks
Roman.
I gotta be honest, dog. I mean, you may have lost your job and you are kind of in the absolute crypts of a voided depression.
But I'm living a good life right now.
But you've got a kind of cool thing, dude. If you got a roommate who's making salted butter and chocolate chunk shortbread cookies 5 times.
Starting my day with a smoke and, you know, I know.
What's your roommate's name is Caitlin, right? Or something like that?
Kaylee. Yeah.
Kaylee. And so she just like, you're ripping a bong in your underwear, moderating adult babies. And Kaylee just like comes over and is just like, I made you cookies, sweetie. And she's like, get out of my room, but I'll have that one.
I've got like a TV tray in front of watching like WWE Raw.
Oh, what a life.
Is Kaylee whipping something up right now?
No, she's like, not. She does it because she's like, she finds it like a therapeutic thing to do in like quarantine. And then like, that's not been something I've been wanting to do. So I reap some benefits from that. But these cookies, you guys, just it's a Bon Appetit thing. It's also an Allison Roman's Dining In.
Don't know who Allison Roman is, but.
And they're fucking delicious, I will tell you. And then she also made this a few times, lemony turmeric tea cake.
Whoa.
Amazing. I think it's another
Allison Roman. Very French country, and I'm interested.
It's amazing, and it's really pretty. So those have been our, I think, and I say our, that's my roommate's two really impressive ones. And then
it takes two to tango. You know, she needs a mouth to feed, so it's have a symbiotic relationship.
I'm eating some of it, and then I'm eating some of it, and then Roberta's, the restaurant, has some really awesome, like some restaurants have been doing this, but Roberta's has these great take-home pasta kits and pizza kits.
Yeah, I love that they're doing that shit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So we went there the other night. It was for takeaway. Mm-hmm. And they were also doing takeaway, what's the gin cocktail? They were doing like takeaway cocktails in large wine bottles.
Huh.
So we got some of those, which was kind of fun. There's like restaurants are forced to shift a little. So they're offering different things and it's fun to just go in and get different things. That place is delish, by the way. Shout out Roberta, sponsor of the pod.
Yeah. They're them and whoever makes those silly masks are the sponsors today.
That Gator.
Gator masks. I'm very curious. And this is an interesting, this is going to be one of those fascinating ripples of the corona, you know, so there's all the negative ripples, of course, right? Restaurants are going out of business, fucking sucks, right? But simultaneously, so many people are learning how to cook at home and getting so much joy out of it that I'm very curious if when we get out of this thing, you're going to have this new wave of chefs, a new wave of people who are really interested in working in food. That may not have because, you know, before they were like, I have a job in finance. And now they're like, holy shit. Like the only thing that brings me joy now is making sourdough, right? Or the only thing that brings me joy now is making fettuccine Alfredo fucking pot stickers, right?
Yeah.
I was having this thought because I think you're right. I think cooking is this very, you know, humanistic thing. And like people really get a lot of joy out of it. Starting a restaurant is like this dream people probably have. There's a lot of bullshit to start a restaurant. Like you got to get a lot of permits and crap. this feels like a good time for the cities to like reduce some of their cost and let people
open
mom and pop restaurants, because I'm sick of going to the fucking Panera Bread and these chains. Like, I want to eat people's food who give a fuck.
Yeah.
Totally.
And have like a mom and pop vibe. But I think that it's too expensive to do it
right
on these levels. And so this feels like a good opportunity for these cities to like reduce some cost, let mom and pop get back in the kitchen and
let us. Well, this also gets to the, this kind of gets back to the like American secession potential reality. Yeah. Which also, by the way, I was listening to a podcast the other day. This amazing podcast I love that is basically similar to what we do, but smart and good most of the time. But they're called New Models. They're like an intellectual internet podcast, and I they're fucking rad, right? And I they're just really really interesting. But they're all based in Berlin, so they kind of have the Berlin energy. But they're all Americans, but they were kind of talking about the trends. They were just talking about the Corona, of course, and they were speculating about coming out of this with a world war, since the last World War I happened immediately after the Spanish flu, right? World War II immediately after the Great Depression, right?
Huh.
So people are now like, oh, maybe a world war is going to come of this. And then the other ripple of that, of course, is the fact that there's a huge oil war happening right now that has kind of been completely swept under the rug because of the coronavirus. But like a potentially destabilization of the world order because of oil,
which is
not even because of the coronavirus, right?
Which is what World War II was about as well. Was like an oil.
Exactly.
It was an oil war.
Totally.
And that's the thing, like a lot of people don't, because if you don't have control of oil, you cannot run your fucking warships or your tanks. Yeah. Like it's that simple. Yep. And so
the same thing also with the global supply chain. Like South Korea and Japan have both recently announced that they're pulling major factories from China and are going to India instead. And India is obviously a fascinating case because they're massively populated. They have a lot of the same problems with China, but they function in a completely different way. Like they have a genuine democracy, as far as I understand. I don't really know them that well, but like they have a genuine. Was that?
India's such a shit show.
Oh, it's such a shit show, but they have just like, it's a different kind of shit show than China.
Yeah. You know but I mean? It's like America in the same shit showiness. Like we're more like India than China, probably.
Exactly, exactly. And so
we got Hollywood, they got Bollywood. That's all I got. I'm
out. That's all I got. So, but the reason I brought all this up is because when you talk about the secessionary issue, there are places like Germany, right, who of any country on earth that are particularly in the Western world, they are the ones that have handled the coronavirus the best, right? Yeah. They have kind of the least dramatic effects from the actual coronavirus itself. Like less deaths seem to have been kind of somewhat mitigating the curve, et cetera. But then they also are supporting small businesses in a much better way. It's supporting artists in a much better way. And they're going out of their way to fix some of the things that have been causing problems. California, I think, is obviously of all the states in America is you know arguably the most progressive when it comes to certain kinds of fundamental ideas. So, you know, we have a surplus. We're burning through the surplus at an alarming rate, but we had like a $58 billion surplus, right, coming into this. So we're using all our surplus money to deal with this. Obviously, America is an insane debt as a federal side. Mm-hmm. So I think it's actually very possible that California, for instance, suddenly incentivize artists and incentivizes restaurants or whatever in the way that maybe a place like Germany is, where they have this massive arts fund that's specifically dedicated to California residents or specifically dedicated to like different kinds of restaurants, mm-hmm. that is going to further the idea of secessionary concepts because America as a whole is so reluctant to support things like that, right? Yeah. So it just seems like the states are becoming more sovereign, which is going to create more and more of this like everybody's viewed like Puerto Rico in the United States instead of it being like the United States.
Yeah.
And then you're going to have places like California, have places like Oregon that are functionally autocratic, right? Or they have some level of sovereignty, that maybe they start going, you know what? We don't need the federal government. We're actually going to start like creating our own boundaries. You know, only people with an American license can get in, whatever, right. Or a California license. Anyway, so especially if there's a world war, right, where, you know, there it's very possible that because of all the things that have been happening, you might have people that are going, you know what, like here in South Dakota, we don't want to participate in the war, right? Like we don't believe in the war. We don't want our taxes to go to the war. Fuck off. We're out, right?
Yeah.
Which, you know, the other ripple of this too, which I did not mention, and I think I'm a little scatterbrained this morning because it's Saturday morning and I'm getting contact high from dog boobs right now. But you know, like Russia, like we destroyed the USSR, right? Destroyed the USSR. And part of destroying the USSR was dissolving their kind of nation state concept. So where you have everybody like Ukraine and Moldova and fucking Estonia and all these countries now that were all part of the USSR, dissolving the USSR to essentially just Russia. Like it is very within the scope of reason that that is part of the Russian long game. All of this, right? Is that Russia's like, you guys destroyed us. Now it's our time to destroy you. Ooh. And they're going to be like weaving all this separatist idea to the point where eventually America, as it currently stands, is unsustainable, and it becomes just a series of states or a series of different countries.
I am not saying I'm pro-Russia because I'm not, but if this were like a movie, it would be a pretty cool revenge plan.
I mean, definitely. I also just am not, and I think this is, you know, for the future, whenever somebody starts to listen to our podcast because we're running for office or like arrested in some like surveillance state protest and they go, actually, you guys have been communists all along because of this podcast you did about fucking COVID cooking, right? Like, I'm not saying I want us to separate or to be separate, but I do think it's important to be
one way or the other.
I don't really care one way or the other. And I also think it is really important, like anything, like religion, like anything that is a dogmatic concept that's forced upon you, I don't think you should just like involuntarily or voluntarily ignore any opportunity for like individual thought in acceptance of that idea. Yeah. So the idea of like universal American patriotism, I just think is fucking bad, right? So I don't think everybody should just be like, I'm an American, so like I believe in America and I'm going to hold this flag and every, you know, like fight for our country. I'm like, dog, no, I fucking hate our president. I think he's a goddamn idiot who's ruining everything, right?
Yeah.
The kind of America that he is proposing, I don't believe in.
No.
Right? I don't like. So I don't want to just say I believe in the America that he's creating. So if this is the vision of America, I'm not going to be like, yeah, I believe in it. It's great. It's like having a job, right? It's like you have a job for a company that you don't believe in, you look for another job, right? Yeah. Like if you have the chance, you look for another fucking job because like, you know, you just, that's part of it. I don't want to look for another country, but I think it's important to be able to be like, if this country is falling apart, you have to do the things you have to do to believe in the thing you're going for. Right. So long story short, I'm not a communist, but I think it's important to think of,
you don't have to be, like this is like the politicized like baloney of it all. It's like you're critical of one thing and then people want to put you in a camp like oh, you're not all the way America, then you're a communist. You're like, no, I just am saying like there's improvements to be made.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, dude, I heard some fucking
there's
shit.
There's a lot of nuance.
That blew my goddamn mind. And this is one of those things that like every moment we hear about this cronyist Trump cabinet bullshit, this kind of stuff fucking is insane. It's objectively wrong, right? Evidently, there are people in Trump's cabinet whose spouses, and this is not corroborated information, but I heard this, which I just thought was insane. And the fact that I don't think it's unrealistic is a problem, right? There are people in either Trump's cabinet or Trump's close circle whose spouses are like artists or painters or whatever, who are getting small business loans from the government when all these other places are getting denied small business loans, who are actually small businesses, just because Trump is giving money to the people that are close to him, right?
Yeah. Artists? I think that's like 100% true.
And that's one of those things I'm just like, I can't believe in this shit.
Well, if you think about,
I don't believe in this fucking
multi-trillion dollars of debt. It's so much money.
Right. It's so much money.
And if you're a bank that's going to dole out some of this money and the government will reimburse you for that loan, you know, so it doesn't, it's not going to cost the bank money because it's going to come from this loan, then yeah, you can pick and choose who you give that money to. And if it's people that will, you know, that you play tennis with, that shit's going to be going on all over the fucking place right now.
Right.
And it's, you know, I think we all kind of know it, but it's like so far out of our reach to control it that it kind of gives you an empty stomach feeling. It's really depressing.
It is really depressing. So yeah, I don't know. It's very interesting. But the reason we start talking about this, by the way, is because of just thinking about going back to the food stuff. It's like really thinking about the idea that in the not so near future, like when we get out of this, there could potentially be a new wave of chefs and people that are interested in food because of what they, the talents or ideas that they developed
and,
in COVID, right?
Yeah. And the realization that the food you make at home might be fucking way better than something a restaurant can churn out, especially these chain restaurants who, I'm sorry, man, Mendocino Farms, you guys fucking suck.
Sorry to keep going at you, but like,
I'm coming at you hard, but yeah, you can make a really kick-ass sandwich at your house, better than a lot of places that are chains. I'm just saying.
Well, the question then that I think
Mendocino asks
is like, what do we, you know? So there's Mendocino Farms, right? Which is like, I think it's an LA based chain. I don't know how national it is, but you know, they make like somewhat fancy shit, right? It's like kind of Panera with like a little bit of better sauce.
Yeah. New Panera, dude.
Yeah. And so, you know, if that is like a model and you know, people get out and be like, you know what, Mendocino Farm sucks. I can make better macaroni salad than that. I'm going to create a place that only makes macaroni salad, right? My question, and I think about this a lot with music, right? Because music, obviously, I'm a musician and I play in bands and I, you know, we play shows constantly and I have like some pretty interesting shows coming up that obviously have either been postponed or canceled. Mm-hmm. And I think about what essential means in the context of things like that, where a lot of, you know, Newsom is starting to say, our governor is starting to say, all right, we're starting to develop plans to reopen things. Right. But simultaneously while he's saying that, he's saying, oh, but large event gatherings, realistically, I can't imagine that happening until 2021.
Yeah.
All 2021, which is fascinating because I think that, you know, we're going to be seeing things open up, but then some of the things that I might consider essential, and I think other people might consider essential, like restaurants is like essential social gathering, mm-hmm. are going to be deemed non-essential for the time being, non-essential to the point where they're not going to be reopened or whatever.
Yeah.
I have a Puddle of Mud video that's playing on my screen right now because I've just been putting up nu metal videos on the background. And I think now I'm seeing it, I'm like, is this about domestic abuse?
Maybe.
Yeah. I mean, it...
Yeah, who decides what's essential is the question.
Yeah.
Who decides what's essential and then, like, why do we think that our social interactions with people in industry are not considered essential... Given like suicide rates are up, like there's a lot of things that we're having. Like, I don't know how we judge essential and non-essential. And I think this is
if I'm part 21, of the
big question. Yeah.
If I'm 21 years old and all I give a shit about is like hanging out at a Puddle of Mud concert.
Yeah,
right. Thinking about domestic abuse.
The turtle races is essential.
Well, it theoretically is as far as a life memory goes. I mean, I don't know. Yeah, it's you can really get in the weeds on it, but Burning Man, I would say, is essential, man. You know, I got to be there. I will be there.
Yeah.
They canceled Burning Man.
Did they do it? Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's burner.
I'm going anyway, dude. I'll be there.
That's tough.
That's brave.
I need to twirl.
That's brave. That is brave. I mean, Burning Man this year, because there are still going to be people that are going to go. You guarantee it, right?
Yeah.
There are going to be these, because you know, a lot of the people that like are off the grid, live for the burn type shit. Right.
And they, as long as they know the coordinates, they'll be there.
Right. And they're it's going to actually be more.
Could be the best burn ever.
It could be the best burn ever, because it's going to be, I mean, that desert is.
The diehards, man. Yeah. The real.
Exactly.
Not these phony Google execs, dude. Bro, get out of here with your vans and your air conditioners.
Get out of here.
Dude.
We're bringing it back to the core.
Anarchy, dude.
Bring it back to the original burn.
The original burn.
To this place, the burn has changed, man. It used to be fucking like this, and now it's like all like that.
Yeah. Changed. Dude, how's it been cooking for those kids? Check in, my man.
The baby, Chunky Biff, is coming around the corner on starting to eat food. So that's like in the next couple weeks. So that's exciting.
What does he seem gravitating towards?
You know, we'll start with probably steaks and lasagnas, like big, heavy. Yeah, that's just like
just pure. Look at him and you know that's where he's going to start.
It's like, I want a T-bone, I want a glass of milk, a bowl of spaghetti.
A T-bone, a glass of milk, and a chocolate cake made with mayonnaise.
he's getting there. And then Henry, or the other one, the 3.5-year-old Charlie. Yeah, that guy just, you know, he wants to eat sugar all day, basically kid stuff.
Oh, and, he's in and that mode.
Yeah, and then we, you know, we're trying to get him to eat eggs and bananas and like the healthy stuff. But we do a lot of eggs, a lot of PB&Js, a lot of turkey sandwiches, a lot of the classic spaghetti, rigatoni. He likes to put his rigatoni on his fingers and then eat them.
So, good move.
Pretty cool move.
That's
really
cool. I love that.
Yeah, man. Yeah. But the kid stuff's pretty easy to cook. It's basic. You don't want to add too much spice.
Kind
of keep it simple. But my wife is a wonderful cook and she really likes to get in there and like go for a recipe. And I've been reaping some benefits there.
What an angel.
I'm like the you of your house.
Yeah.
Know? I'm just
I mean, it's great when you are in a situation with someone who really does find joy in cooking.
Yeah.
If you're someone who just doesn't.
I'm like a stir fry guy. You know, like I can cook, but I never have really got into it, I guess. But
yeah.
I'll put everything just in a pan and fry it up and just eat that bowl of mush. And I think that's fine.
Yeah.
But no. Yeah. My wife's like really goes deep in a recipe and that's nice.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, maybe if it was something like, I don't know, everything in the world was going really great. I had a ton of disposable income and I decided to invite a couple friends over for a really special dinner. And I was like, I'm going to plan and I'm going to cook something. But like, that is a lot of things to have to plan it to align for like, you know, I don't think that's going to ever happen.
Yeah. One reason I've realized something about me is I don't like being the chef when there's socializing going on because I would prefer to socialize versus be in charge of food.
Same.
And like at a bar, I hate barbecuing, not because I don't like the food. I just don't like manning the grill.
Yeah.
I feel like it's like a job. And I'm like, I don't want to do this shit. Some people love it and it's their vibe, but I'm like, man, I don't know, man.
I'm also like, I get really insecure about burning shit. You know what I mean? Like it's.
Well, you got to watch it. There's like a tiny window of success.
Yeah. If you want to be like a good griller, that's stressful.
Yeah. So very, stuff very I've learned. I'd rather talk than cook.
Yeah.
But like, I to eat. I
picked up our pizza the other night. We got like a Roberta's pizza kit. And I put much olive oil on the crust, so it came out like this really oily little frisbee.
Yeah, because you probably went down a Sims hole and you're like,
horrible.
2 hours later, you're like, oh, fuck, the pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just got covered in olive oil, and I was like.
It's good. Tastes good, though. Good for your skin.
It tasted good. Could have been better.
Yeah.
Could have been better.
Well, what else
I've been
is
doing
there
a lot clean, of gardening. Clean. I've been planting stuff. That's my
That's your move?
I'm a gardener, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, dude, and I forgot to tell you guys, I'm the fucking butterfly king. So I all my butterflies hatched yesterday.
Congratulations.
I have two more that are probably gonna hatch today.
You guys release them yet or what?
I took them, yeah. So you have to let their wings like harden, you know. They essentially come out like wet toilet paper.
Oh,
and then the wings sort of have to like they pump blood or something into the wings and they harden. Uh-huh. And so that takes like a couple hours. And then once they're ready to go, they start flapping them.
Oh my God.
I move them outside to like a plant and they dry them in the sun. And then they go off and join gangs, get into drugs, have sexual experiences, basically college for butterflies.
Yeah.
And then eventually they'll come back and lay eggs and have babies and stuff. So,
oh my God. Yeah. That is really cool. I don't know if you saw my text, but we did this as kids with my dad.
Yeah, I did.
And we found cocoons on a hike one time, and my dad was all pumped, and he's like, let's take a couple home. Like, I think, God, my brother must have been, like, Charlie's age, and I was, like, six. And I think, literally, we, like, my dad just, like, forgot about them in the garage because a few days later, I was like, oh, what about the butterfly cocoon? And like my dad took them out and they were just like gray and
died.
It was not.
Yikes. So, that is not a nice thing to happen to a little girl.
No. So
we lost one. We lost one. Kids. They're fragile. They're a fragile ecosystem, but
oh my God.
I don't know. I mean, I'm raising them. I'm trying to do some profiteering off of them.
Yeah. A
little bit. You're going to milk them?
But we're going to milk them. We'll do some silking. You're
going to sell the milk?
Yeah. You should get them camming as long as you still have them.
Yeah, get them camming, dude. Get some passive income from your butterflies.
I would like to do
flycam.com.
I'd like to do an episode in the near future on camming, like the world of cams, and not necessarily as it pertains to porn, but like especially now we're all getting so used to the cam situation.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, in general, people are going to cam a hell of a lot more.
Right.
And not
more
non-sexual camming. Yeah. I think it's going to be more of a thing. I don't know. Have you guys bought a camera yet for your computer? Like a decent one?
No, I don't think I need. I mean, we got our regular Mac cams are fine as far as I'm concerned, but
yeah.
That's also
I'm
me.
I'm not trying to cam out here. Maybe if I was, I'd want like a really nice special camera.
Yeah. We got to be camming, dude.
We got to be camming.
Got to cam. Got to cam our COVID recipes to bring it back home.
I just sent this over to my old lady, this sub. And man, there's so many good ideas on here that just my wife, who's not a Redditor, will totally dig this sub as just new ideas of things to make. So I think we'll probably try to whip one of these up tonight and I'll probably put it on the IG.
You should.
Hey. I like that idea. Man. I think that's a good move. And I think in general, I want to put more DYR videos up on our Instagram because get these nice little snippets of us talking about stuff like Rat Kings.
I have some serious editing to do, today. And tomorrow. So I will clipify some of these because
that makes the two of us. Yeah. All right. Well, what else is there to be said on this wonderful sub?
No, I think the main gist is that we're all, well, the majority of us, a lot of us are all indoors, bored, taking up new hobbies, spreading our creative wings culinarily, and it shows.
And butterfly-ly.
On COVID cookery and well done to most of you. The vast majority on this subreddit seem to be doing a great job.
They do. Yeah. And fuck Mendocino Farms, dude. Get your shit out of here. It's all about the home cooked.
Did they touch you? What happened here? I don't understand why
you're
just so
passionate about sandwiches. And I feel like they grew too quick, too fast, and they used to be good. And then they turn into this chain and they don't care anymore. I'm like,
you know what else? What other one did that? Quiznos.
Fucking Quiznos, dude.
Flying too close to the sun.
Too close to the sun, dude.
Early Quiznos was really good.
Yeah.
But they grew too fast, and then the quality of the ingredients went downhill.
Some people say the American story is a lot like the Quiznos story, where it's like, it's all about growth. It's all about, and you know, at a certain point, you've lost your passion for what it is Quiznos means, which is delicious Italian subs.
Yeah. Look, Italian subs.
Yeah. There's an essay in there for sure.
I'm very tempted to go get a hoagie now with all this hoagie talk.
No.
But hoagie talk combined with the screen on the back of my Zoom right now, which is a Hooters eating competition by the looks of it. And it's let me tell you, it's fucking gross.
That'll never happen again. Wings. Sad, right? Yeah.
Wings.
Oh yeah. Do you think that's true? We'll never have a gratuitous eating competition again.
Yeah, we used to just all get together in a room and eat food with our bare hands. People were like, wow, things used to be so different.
Yep. As fast as possible. And it was a competition.
We had so much food. And then we just would throw it up. Oh, and crazy. By the way, there was chicks with huge Hooters behind us.
I mean, this is like the story you tell your grandchildren as a really funny Idiocracy version of it. Like this dystopian, like back in my day, we used to have eating competitions at this place called Hooters where
girls walked around.
Oh my God.
Their yammers out.
You know, I've still never been to a Hooters and I don't think I'll ever get the chance now.
No.
I think I've been one time in college. I have. And it's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I can't imagine what I'm supposed to do here.
I heard they have good wings though, to be honest.
I mean, yeah, wings, man. If you like a cheap wing.
Better than Wingstop, a place that specializes in wings.
Well, I mean, you can't like they're not selling Hooters. I mean,
the only problem with Wingstop is there's not a bunch of girls with their Hooters out. You know what I mean?
That's true.
Mommy.
Insane. All right. Let's close this one out. All right. So COVID cookery. Go there. Get inspired. Make some sourdough, guys. Just make it, you know?
Then
when that sourdough's stale, make some breadcrumbs. Throw it on some tilapia. Put it on the grill. Give yourself a nice little meal. That's what I like to say.
Oh, and if you have extra crumbs, go out in the street. Start giving them to rats, form an army, form an alliance, and control the world.
Become their god. Yeah, become the savior of the rats.
Tie their little tails together.
You have all these little hives of rat kings, plural rat kings. Mm-hmm. And then you have a rat kingdom in which you are their lord. So,
yeah.
If there's nothing else that you take away from this episode, think about that. Think about how you can run a legion of rats.
I can't wait till your half rat babies start trying to take your throne from you.
It's tough. That's a tough thought. all right, let's close this one out. Let's see what we got. Since Dog, you've discovered how to share your screen. This is going to be fun. So,
should I share mine now?
You share yours now while I'm trying to get mine sorted out.
All right. This is the random I got. Animal Crossing New Horizons Turnip Market.
I
haven't started playing it yet. A Nintendo Switch
people helping people find the fuck up about Animal Crossing right now.
I know people are. It's apparently very peaceful, like very therapeutic.
What the fuck is an Animal Crossing?
For helping people find an island for their stock market endeavors, both buying and selling. Please read the rules and abide by post format, and please limit all other stock market discussion to the discussion thread. Yeah. No idea what is it.
I mean, this is a 12,000 person sub, so.
This is amazing, and it's all about selling turnips.
Which is cool. I'm into it. I can get down with that. I, on the other hand, can you guys see my screen? I got the AFL.
Oh,
it's canceled.
Is it canceled or is it postponed?
No, they shut it down. Oh, AFL. Period. Wait, is that the... No, I'm thinking of XFL. My bad.
Oh, no, yeah.
What the fuck's the AFL? AFL
is the Australian football league.
What?
So this is Australian rules football, which is actually I know nothing about. My understanding is it's some cross between rugby and football and American football.
Yeah.
But people, it's pretty fucking popular. So it's a strange one. Like it's odd that there's a sport. I mean, I always find that there are regional sports are an interesting one, right? Because there's just something fascinating about the idea of there being like American rules football, Australian rules football, fucking Chinese rules football, like whatever, yeah. You know?
Like Japanese baseball. That's something
Japanese baseball. But I think Japanese baseball is baseball though, right?
I've been to a Japanese baseball game in Japan. I'll tell you all about it.
Cool.
Is it?
It rules, man. It rules. They have like organized cheering and fireworks. Oh. And then there's these ladies walk around with these like backpacks. They're like mini keg backpacks.
Oh my God.
And they have these like, you know, like squirt gun holster things. And they just walk over to you and give you a beer. Yes. It rules.
That is so good.
I would love.
And it's
I would
all very love to be that. And like people are just in their seats. It's very like clean and Japanese. And it's
so fun. It
very fun. And there are some seats, Dad, that you and I would, especially you, because you're taller than me, would not fit into. Like there was areas that were like so tight. I was like, this feels like a fire disaster. Yeah. Waiting to have. Like you're way too big for some sections.
Good.
It was cool.
All right, Freed, what do you got? You got a random over there? You want to share?
Yeah, screen? I got Scottish people Twitter, which I was like, okay.
Tight.
And then the top of all time is a tweet. It says, Scotland will be governed by a new UK prime minister elected by 160,000 Tory members, of which only 9,000 are based in Scotland, from a party that hasn't won a major election in Scotland in 64 years to deliver Brexit that 62% of Scotland voters rejected. So that's like, man, some Scottish UK politics stuff.
Wow.
Well, talk about secession. I mean, that's another
that's
one.
That's a whole thing. Fucking, like we yeah. could be yeah. some version of that. Why not?
Wow. Well, poor Scotland just gets so fucked when it comes to stuff like that. It's a real shame. Yeah, I mean, the thing that's fun about Scotland Twitter, though, by the way, is Scotland Twitter is, or Scottish people Twitter, is the way that people talk in Scotland, they also talk on Twitter that way. So it's really insane. Like the way they talk is wild. So can anyone else pinpoint the worst thing they've ever done? And the only thing I've done, the megabus to London in some guy sat beside me and which was stinking and kept elbowing me. And when we got to Mank, the driver telt us we had a 15-minute break. And a telt the guy was a 45-minute break and we left without him.
Oh my God.
So
beautiful.
Yeah, so Scottish people Twitter is literally the exact way that Scottish people talk, but on Twitter.
Oh, I fucking love that.
Here's you going for a shite in is the title. I think we get
it's also that. I mean it's funny because you know Black people Twitter and White people Twitter has now become more cultural. Mm-hmm. Less like language, right? Like there's not like you're not seeing as much nuance in the way people talk.
Right.
But Scottish people I lived in Scotland for a while and Scotland is just like the people are the fucking best. The way they talk is so insane though, dude. It's absolutely insane.
They're so nice.
They're so nice. Yeah.
Cannot understand them.
Yeah, especially when you meet people that are like the equivalent to like where I'm from in Scotland, kind of like redneck mm-hmm. types. It's like you have to have a translator. Yeah.
This says, my pals think living in Scotland is all beautiful rolling hills and friendly patter, when in reality, it's a junkie shouting, "Ye going for a shit in," at me because I'm carrying a 16-roll pack of toilet paper.
He's been well done there. Arguing with Carly over how to cook steaks. I says, "Hey, well, I've watched plenty of videos on YouTube." Her reply, "Hey, well, you've done watched Hunters of Porn Tay, and you can't do that right either."
Scottish people Twitter. This is fun. I've never been on here.
100%. We're all going to survive the coronavirus, then die overdoing the celebrations once it's over. It's a Scottish way.
I love Scots. Exactly right.
Scots are the best. One problem with Britain is that everybody over 55 sort of thinks they fought in World War II. Frankie Boyle.
I like that they sort of think they fought in World War II.
I know.
everyone.
Over I'm howling. My mom found fags in my little brother's jacket, and he said, look, I'm going to be straight with you. I sell them for a pound at school and use the money to buy green. So funny. Where's what? Another... I just love the funny little, there's so many funny, weird little things that are just, somebody was honestly chasing me home with a flute and I was so scared. And then I realized it was a wind blowing through the holes of my crutches. Ha 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 ha. Shat it. Oh, 2 meters. Let's see one more. In Tesco earlier, and some woman was walking in front of us, but when she moved away from the shelf, she turned around and glared at me and went, it's meant to be 2 meters, as if she's gonna if she's gonna have caught it through her arsehole, like I've just fucking rimmed it. Calm the fuck doing, hen.
Calm the fuck doing, hen.
Calm the fuck doing, hen.
All right.
What's top of all time?
This is amazing. That,
the top of all time was the Brexit one I read, which right. is not hilarious, but.
But pertinent to Scotland.
Your Scottish accent's so much better than my Australian accent.
From Scotland.
Jeff, come on, Jeff.
Jeff. At least they voted. Was the one you, at least they voted? Is that the one you?
I believe so. I can't remember what it's called.
No. More good election news. Someone in Scotland wrote wank beside every party on their ballot rather than the Green Party, besides which was written not wank. According to the Scottish law that indicates clear preference, and the vote got counted.
Wank.
So funny.
I like, that's a good term.
You're going wank. For a shaitan. My pals living in, my pal think living in Scotland is all, oh, this is what you read. Yeah. Very fair point. Guy from the TV license chapped my uncle's pal's door and he told them he didn't ye have a telly. And the guy was like, you've got an aerial on your roof. And he said, I've got a pint of milk in the fridge. Disney men, I've got a coup out the back and shut the door.
I have no idea what that means.
What the fuck is it?
I think a coup is a cow. I think.
Cool. Notice there was a fly on your flight and it full on blew my mind. That lad has no clue. He's full on emigrated. We'll never see any of his families or pals ever again.
A fly on a flight. That is strange.
I have thought of that sometimes when I've driven away and seen like a grasshopper on the front of my car or something. And I've been like, buddy, we're not going back.
Make it, it's so funny. Scottish Twitter is fucking amazing. This is madness. Making an Instagram account for a dog and then posting videos typing as if it were, as if you are the dog is a slow descent into madness, and no cunt can tell me any different. Oops, my mummy left the door open and I shat all over the couch. Woof, woof. Nay fucking bother. Get your head checked, you fruitcake.
I do kind of agree.
There's a soft wee cactus in my hail. There's a soft wee cactus in my hall. Whenever I touch it on passing, I say ouch and pretend it hurt to encourage confidence. There's a soft wee cactus.
A soft wee cactus. And he says ouch.
Mackies. Personally, I think McDonald's workers should get paid $20 or £20 an hour just because they have to listen to that fucking beeping for hours at a time. Never been into a Mackey's and not heard fucking beep, beep, beep. It's like watching me Nan in hospital.
I like calling it Mackey's.
Mackey's is what they call it. It's rad. Mental health, someone out there has eaten the most crisps in the world and they don't even know about their achievement. That's fun.
Damn.
All right, I got to go wrangle.
So fun. All right. Well, that's fun. That's a fun one. We'll cover that in depth sometime.
That is a good one.
All right. Dog, you have a busy day in front of you, so.
I'm busy.
Yeah, very busy.
A lot of stuff to do.
I might go to Lobster and Beer today.
Ooh.
Because I love Lobster and Beer, and I don't want them to close.
No,
that's a store?
It's a bar. It's my favorite sports bar in West LA. Oh, and it's cool. Literally, the place is called Lobster and Beer. It's run by these guys from the East Coast. They serve lobster and beer. That's literally all they have.
Yeah, like lobster rolls, like New England lobster rolls.
Right.
And they have
lobster mac and cheese, lobster whatever, and then beer. And then they have like 1,000 TVs. It's really small. So you just like go in there. Amazing. And every Friday I would just go in there and watch whatever basketball game was on and have a beer. And
are they still open right now?
They're technically open, but they're not open. They're just
So you're gonna go get takeout?
Yeah, I'm gonna go get some beer and
man, that sounds good.
I know.
Cool. I love that shit.
I know. It's tasty, but all right. Well, we will be back next week. This is, what was that, Doug?
Have fun, you guys.
Have fun. Everybody have fun. This is Did You Reddit, a weekly podcast about the internet by way of Reddit, the front page of the internet. My name is It's Your Dad.
I'm Dog Boobs.
And I'm My Free Day.
We'll be back next week. We're going to try to figure out Twitch and do another Twitch broadcast that doesn't have any audio errors. So tune in for that. If you are getting mad because you're not seeing what we're seeing, go to Dominic Russo YouTube channel and see our rebroadcasts of our episodes. And other than that, fucking chill, dude. Hang out. Play Animal Crossing. Sell your turnips. Fucking grind that pole. Clean that pole.
Clean it.
Keep it antibacterial.
Kill yourself. Don't die. What else? Anything else?
Hey, write a book. Do some poetry, you know?
Yeah. Just
do
some sourdough.
Yeah, make some sourdough. Sourdough. All right.
And smoke a bomb. All right. Be well. See you guys.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.